Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. India, welcome back to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. How's it feel? First guest to ever come on the show 3 times.
Oh, that's amazing. Just considering how like this all sort of happened, the fact that you were probably the person that got me into podcasting myself, and now here we are. That's awesome.
Exactly right. And had you, I can't remember whether our first one, whether you'd actually done a podcast before, even as a guest.
Your show was the first podcast I'd ever been on. And then that day you said to me, I'm not putting this episode out until you launch your podcast. You have 2 weeks to get it together and make sure it's out, and then I'll launch this episode. And I did that. Like, that was a thing that sort of got the momentum in me to just say, yep, let's do it. Let's bite the bullet. And yeah. That.
And now today's your first Zoom. Bloody hell.
Yes, exactly. Thanks, COVID.
Look out, things are moving along. How have you been throughout since we've gone into all the restrictions and everything we're in? What are we now? End of July. I think this all started at the start of April or end of March. So it's been a while now. How's things been going for you in terms of business and then just general life with the family and kids and everything?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, no one knows how to deal with this. It's sort of a day by day thing. And I think I'm lucky in the sense that I have multiple tools, you know, that I'm already using on a day to day basis. Like, I think the thing is with COVID is that it's basically pushing you into the things that you know you need to do to, you know, keep yourself feeling good, keeping your mind clear and things. It's no different to what we need to do in everyday life. This is just pushing more people to discover that, because it is, you know, it's really testing us and testing our mindsets, testing, you know, the way we feel. And it's not like just because I have these tools, I've got it all together. I mean, something that I think is really important to understand is that, and I say this a lot throughout my own podcast and just on my Instagram, is that when the collective energy of a lot of people is feeling the same way, you can't sort of help but pick up on that as well. Mm. So sometimes it's not even your own feelings that you're feeling that make you feel the way you do. It's just that so many people are in the same boat that everyone's kind of feeling this way. So I've definitely been tested for sure. Like, there's been a few, you know, days where I'm like, this isn't me. Like, this isn't. And I think that's almost like, when I hear other people say that who are in, you know, similar industries to me, it actually gives you a lot of comfort knowing that even though they look like they've got it all together and they've got all these tools that, you know, keep them stable and stuff, no one's immune to it. Like, everyone is going to have those days where it's just like, what is this? Like, when's this going to end? Like, what is this mess? And I think it's comforting knowing that everyone, you know, has those thoughts and has those days, because no one is immune to this, you know?
100%. And you made a good point there in terms of it almost has forced people into getting on top of their headspace, getting on top of their mental strength and their toolkit that they have or probably didn't have before when, you know, just general life shit happens, let alone this type of stuff. I've been talking a lot about that lately in regards to health and fitness. You see so many more people exercising now, people that probably weren't doing it before, but now they've almost been, their hands been forced to do this because there's really fuck all else to do, let's be honest. But they've probably now realized that, you know, this should have been happening a long time ago. And, you know, hindsight's a good thing. You always think to yourself, you know, maybe I should have been doing this a long time ago. This is something that I wish I had in my toolkit before. But in a way, there's, you know, as I'm sure you talk a lot about as well, I mean, there's a positive to take away from absolutely everything. So even though at the moment things for some people will still feel really shit and things will probably get worse, and for some people things may not be as bad, but in the long run, the tools that you're able to pick up and learn from throughout this whole process will leave you in a much better position down the track when things do go back to normal, because they will. I mean,
yeah,
tough times don't last. And this I was listening to a Tony Robbins podcast the other day, and he mentioned I think he used the reference of like winter, eventually finishes and then the rest of it, we get back to the warmer weather and things go back to normal. So yeah, you're 100% right there.
And remembering that everything is a season, like you say, like that is the cycle of life. You know, there's this thing called the law of rhythm. I think it's the law of rhythm, and it's basically a universal law stating that nothing ever stays the same, you know, and you've got to adapt to that change because the only constant is change. Yeah. Like there is no such thing as not enjoying change because our lives are changing every single day. And even that statement, it doesn't even make sense because life is always going to be changing and you want to progress, but it's the way you see these changes. And, you know, it's that classic thing of what you focus on is going to expand. And like you said, there's always positives to take from things. And if you have used this time to do one thing that is making you feel better about yourself or progressing you towards the person you want to become, then if you solely focus on that and expand on that, you will start to get the gifts from this time. And there's always gifts in things like you said, but it takes training yourself to view your life like that. And as you do that more and more, that will expand.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, last episode we spoke, we kind of went into detail about manifestation, and it was a really helpful episode, you know, for myself, for a lot of people that probably hadn't really put much thought or time into understanding manifestation. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today is, you know, because I've still going on this whole journey and still learning a lot more about it as much as I can. And, you know, going through Dr. Joe Dispenza's book at the moment and kind of re-going over it because basically blows my mind every time I listen to it, and my brain can only consume so much. But, you know, the manifestation rule applies both ways. You know, if you're manifesting things that you want in your life and the things the way you want your life to go, then that's how it will go. But then the opposite applies as well. If you're constantly telling yourself what you don't want, if you're constantly hoping that things don't happen, if you're constantly wishing that your life wasn't a certain way, then chances are it's going to continue to happen because you're manifesting that and you're putting that out there over and over and over again. So, you know, I'm sure everybody listening has had a time, and for a lot of people, it's probably right now, where you feel like things go from bad to worse. So one bad thing happens, and then you kind of maybe finally feel it in you to get that positive, those positive vibes again. And then something else happens, and it's just like a string of negative events over and over again, or setbacks. And it can be really hard to dig yourself out of that hole. So speaking of tools, like what are some ways you can recommend for people at the moment to get out of that and to break that manifestation of negativity? Because it's hard when all the fucking news channels are making people feel scared. Every second person you talk to out in public, if you are getting out of the house, is in a negative mood and constantly talking about things that aren't great. So how do you kind of get out of that rut?
There are so many layers to this question and so many different aspects and different avenues I could take it. But some of the classics, just the number one thing with manifestation is the reason why we often get caught in those negative thoughts and then those, you know, things that are happening to us is that we're waking up, and often if we are not really intentional with the way that we are living, we're letting life determine how we feel for us.
Yeah.
And if that is the way you live your life, there's never going to be this sort of steady progress because you're just going to feel like I can't get ahead. But if you have this moment of clarity and you get really clear on what it actually is that you want, manifestation is about moving you. It's about bringing something in your mind, a vision of yours, to life. And if you want to manifest the life of your dreams, you have to start focusing on what that actually is and getting clear on what that is. And sometimes that's hard for people because we are so conditioned to have this sense of low self-worth and feeling like we don't deserve it and, you know, I'm not good enough. But these are all the layers that we have to work on and realize that those are all just stories, that we genuinely can create whatever life it is that we want for ourselves. But that comes down to us doing the work, because when, you know, we're born into this life, we came out as completely clean slates, that, you know, completely full of joy, happiness, excitement for life. And it's the only thing that got in the way of that is you know, the outside world.
Yeah.
So if you continue to let the outside world dictate how you're going to feel and, you know, whether you're moving closer to the life that you want or not, it's never going to get you anywhere. You have to wake up each and every day and choose, you know, who you're going to be that day, how you're going to show up to life, what energy are you going to bring to your life, and shut the outside world out. Because once you've got clear on that vision, you've got to be so determined and so committed to that, that that's all that matters, that that's what you're focused on. And then instead of focusing on how it's going to happen or what the journey looks like, you've got to focus on building your own belief in it and just, you know, really connecting to it every single day. Because, you know, it's like what we said before, what you focus on is going to expand. And if you focus on, you know, the ups and downs of everything, you're not going to feel confident. But if you just stick in your own lane, if you just, you know, stick to what you're doing, what your vision is, and that's all that matters to you. Like, you've got to be so determined, so clear on what that is. And even if it's just, I want to feel really happy and healthy in my life, it doesn't have to be an exact goal or an exact thing. For some people it will be, for some people it won't be. But you've got to decide what that, you know, destination is for you, and then let go of the journey.
Yeah.
Because we think we know how things are going to happen. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. There are so many people who it gets to Sunday and they start to dread the week ahead and think about how long it's going to be, how bad it's going to be. But how often do we go into a week and these, you know, random things happen and everything changes in a minute, and, you know, really positive things can happen. But we get so caught up in the negatives and it's just draining our energy. There's no point. But you've actually got to really focus on installing those thoughts in your mind, because what we've got to understand is our default setting in our brains, they're survival mechanisms. They're helping us to survive. If there's problems and threats in our life, which, as you know, we're being fed by the media, and not to say that there's not, but we don't have to carry that. But if we do constantly tune in to that, you know, frequency, that vibration, because that is a vibration of fear, if we're tuning into that, our brains are going to be in that survival mechanism, in that default setting. Where's the problem? Where's the threat? You know, letting out those chemicals of stress in your body, and you're not going to be able to think positively and think clearly and focus on where it is that you're going, because your brain's doing the thinking for you. And that's where you've got to really slow down from life, disconnect from the chaos, disconnect from, you know, the news and the TV and even just social media and things like that, and get back to slowing down within your own mind and quietening down that mental chatter, so that you can let your body know that you're safe. It doesn't need to problem solve. It doesn't need to, you know, fight off all of the attacks that things are coming to us. Because if, like I said, if it's in that state, you're not going to be able to do these things. And that's why there are layers to this. And the number one thing you need to do is making sure that you are kind of making like a boundary between you and the outside world, and making sure that you're protecting and creating your own energy, and that's what you're showing up to life with.
Yeah, and it's a tricky one, because the thing that I find quite tough sometimes is, you know, you have these things that you want to manifest in your life, the things that you, way you want your life to be, but then being able to kind of you know, use the term surrender, or kind of just let go, and just trust that it's going to work out how it's meant to work out, instead of as you've just touched on, instead of, you know, on one hand saying that I want my life to be like this, but then your actions aren't aligned with that, because in your actions for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, thinking to yourself like, oh, I hope this doesn't happen, I hope this doesn't happen, or what if this happens, what if this happens, and then all that energy from manifesting the good things that happen is gone, because you're constantly thinking about what could happen instead of just letting go, which I think it can be quite tough for people. Absolutely. Like I still find it really hard, because there's, like you said, it is quite hard to block out a lot of the distractions, or block out the a lot of the what ifs. I think the what ifs are the hard ones.
100%. And I think that comes with time, and it comes with building that trust. So even when it comes to manifesting, I always tell people, start small. Like, start building your own confidence within your ability to do it. Because like you said at the start, we're all doing this already, but we don't have to. I think the anxiety comes in when we think that we need to have every single thought, and every feeling that we have throughout every single day aligned with what we want to manifest. It's impossible. We're never, ever going to be able to think, you know, positively and in alignment with what we want in our lives. It's impossible. And just that pressure alone is going to put so much stress on us, and it's not necessary. We just need to make sure that when we are going down those, you know, negative kind of, you know, narratives, or when we're slipping down that rabbit hole, we're catching ourselves and just going, okay, I get it. That's where I'm at. You know, being gentle with ourselves for one, and not putting that pressure on ourselves, like, you know, that we've done the wrong thing, but just stopping and being like, okay, that's one narrative, but what's another one? You know, what else could I entertain in this moment? And it's a journey. It's not like we become amazing at this straight away. And we have to, you know, realize that there are tools that help us get better at it. Things like meditation and mindfulness and slowing down. But again, not putting that pressure on ourselves. Like, you don't have to have every single thought in alignment, you know, with what you want to manifest in order to be able to do that. I've manifested all sorts of things in my life that I've had negative thoughts towards, that I've had that, oh, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show it's not necessarily about each, it's not about the majority of everything. It's just about making sure that you are connected to that, but then doing things like putting positive energy out there into the world, being kind to other people, you know, being genuinely grateful for things in your life. So instead of getting tripped up on every single thought you have and the worries you have about what you want in particular, just making sure that you are doing your best at being a positive person in general, yeah. You know, putting that good energy out into the world, because it's not like when we're talking about, you know, manifestation and things like that, the universe doesn't listen to every word that you say.
Yeah.
We're just manifesting more of who we are being.
Yeah. So I think, I think that can be quite a difficult thing as well. Like when, and I find it very similar to when people are trying to get results with their health and fitness, they make a decision that they want to lose fat. And instead of just setting, you know, their daily non-negotiables, setting their daily habits in alignment with what they're trying to achieve. So, you know, eating in a calorie deficit, training when they need to train, drinking plenty of water, focusing on recovery, and then just letting the process happen. They try and go to the extreme. Like they go, they eat nowhere near enough. They train way too much. They're taking all these supplements that aren't necessary. They're doing all the shit that's just not necessary because they're so focused and intense on trying to achieve that result. So when in terms of manifestation, I find the same thing. It's kind of hard because you almost feel like, all right, so I've tried to manifest this certain thing. That must mean that everything else for the rest of the day I have to do to make sure that it's exactly moving towards what I said this morning. And if it's not, then it won't happen. It's kind of hard to let go of that control and trying to do too much and try and control every aspect of it.
And it's almost remembering that when we're talking about manifestation, when we're talking about any progress in general, we're talking about a vibration. So we're not having to, like, if you're focusing on making the whole, for example, when you said people losing weight and making it really complicated and stressful, that's the energy that is being put out there.
Yeah.
But if you're genuinely just positive about the fact that you feel good about the fact that you've taken steps to make progress in what you want to make, that's all you need to focus on. And yeah, the little mental chatter will happen, but it's about step by step realizing that that is that little inner critic in your head that is conditioned to be there. And as you just let it go slowly and realize, just tune in to how you're feeling. Like when it comes to, you know, creating the life that we want, we're really just talking about feeling good. You know, everything that we want in life, we think we want particular things, but really we want to feel the way that we think that those things are going to bring
make us feel. Yeah.
You know, so instead of thinking that every single thing has to align with what it is that we want in particular, instead just think about how that thing is going to make you feel in your life. And then, you know, really putting your energy on bringing those feelings to your life, because when we're talking about manifestation, it's just a vibration. It's just that we're manifesting more of who we are being.
Yeah.
So all the complicated stuff and all the stressful and all the supplements, like for example, with fat loss, you don't need to do that stuff. You need to feel positive about the fact that you are taking, you know, steps towards feeling healthy. And in doing that, those thoughts are going to continue to grow. This is the law of attraction. It's not just that we attract more of, you know, what we're putting out there, we actually attract more thoughts that are similar to the thoughts that we're having.
Definitely.
So if you just focus on feeling positive of the fact that you are making progress in some area of your life, that's going to be way more helpful than, you know, making sure that every single thought, you know, needs to add up, because it doesn't. And, you know, I've had periods in my life where I was in the exact same position. I was starting to get anxious and stressed over the way I was thinking, oh, I've had a thought that doesn't. But now I've realized it's actually when you sort of disconnect from, it's kind of confusing in a way because it kind of contradicts itself. But when you just decide what it is that you want and then just focus on feeling good, that's way more powerful than making sure that every thought is in alignment. You know, if you can just get clear on what you want and then feel good and put that positive energy out into that, that is manifesting.
Yeah, 100%. And again, it goes back to correlating to the exact same thing I was just talking about. Like, you talk about fat loss and we spoke before about stressing out about all these little things. So you've set the intention you want to lose fat. You're worried about all the shit that doesn't matter. And that worry, that anxiety increases your cortisol levels, makes it almost impossible for you to achieve your goal. And it's no different to manifesting when you're setting that intention, but then all your actions are not aligned with that. Whereas, you know, and something that I'm big on with health and fitness and fat loss in particular is not so much worrying too much about what the scale weight is. So almost just saying, all right, this is the process that we're going to take. These are the daily non-negotiables you need to be doing. Tick these boxes off and then enjoy it. Like, enjoy the food you're eating. If you feel good, then you feel good. If, you know, your clothes are fitting well, they're fitting well, regardless of what the number says on the scales. And once you take that scale number away, all of a sudden the results start to flow in because you're not constantly going yourself, wonder what the number's going to be today. I wonder what's going to be today. You're just doing what you need to do, letting it happen. And then the results come because you are aligning the process with what needs to happen, which sounds
very cool. And the less you worry about things, like, that's a perfect example, because when you're getting on the scales, you're worried, you know, you're probably consciously worried that you're not going to have lost any weight or lost any fat. And of course, that's what's going to manifest because that's what you're focused on.
Yeah.
And it's like the more of those little complicated things that you can drop and take away. And like you said, just genuinely focus on feeling good. Like, this is the thing with all personal development, all self-help in every single area. It's just about feeling good. And you need to be starting to pay attention and have that self-awareness of what is making you feel good and what's not making you feel good. And that's where you need to be putting your focus, because it's not about, you know, worrying about the future or all of those different things. Like, that's just your survival brain doing its thing. That's that mental chatter going. That's always going to be there, but it'll start to lessen as you start to feel better. Like, as your vibration in general, and when I say vibration, I just mean the way that you feel. As that starts to elevate, those thoughts will start to go away. So you don't want to think about getting every single, you know, thought right or in alignment with what you want. You just want to focus on, that's why people talk about habits and things like that, because you want to focus on the things that make you feel good, because the better you feel and the more belief you have in yourself and what you want out of life, that's when the manifestations just start to happen effortlessly. You become magnetic in general, and it's just like you think about something and all of a sudden it's right there. And that's you start to build that confidence as those little things start happening. You know, you think about someone and they call you, and that's when you can see you're starting to get into that alignment of, you know, your vibration is rising and things are starting to align for you. And that's when you just have to double down on what it is that you want and continue following the things that make you feel good. And that's the same for, you know, your body, your health, your weight loss, everything. And it's the same for, you know, anything you could possibly want to manifest. It's all the same process. It's just about deciding what it is that you want and making sure you're doing the things that are, you know, making you feel good, making you feel positive about yourself and your life, and, you know, creating that positive momentum and creating that energy. And that is the perfect formula for any manifestation in your life.
Yeah. One thing that I listened to, I think I was listened to or read recently, was along the lines of, you know, we spend all this time manifesting, whether it be an object, whether it be a person, whether it be how we feel, whether it be something in our life, a job, whatever it is, and then it happens. So then you've done all this work and you've done all the right things, and then you feel like it's actually come to you, you've attracted it, and it's come to you. But then we almost, a lot of the time we almost self-sabotage and think to ourselves like, this is almost too good to be true, or this is, I've got it now, now I don't have to go back to doing what I was doing before. So what's your advice for once we do feel like we're kind of getting somewhere? Because I think it's so common where we feel like things are starting to go great, and then for some reason or another, it's just, we fuck it up ourselves. We literally self-sabotage, or we stop doing what we did in the first place to get us there, and we feel like we're not worthy of actually receiving what we've just received. And I think it's so common. You just hear about it over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, you've hit the nail on the head there. It's the worthiness. So more often than not, you know, we're conditioned from such a young age to believe that, you know, good things only happen to certain people, or, you know, that's for the lucky ones, or that's for the ones that were born into, you know, wealth or whatever you want to say, or, you know, genetically blessed. It's a story. It's all a story. But if you don't start catching those patterns of self-sabotaging, of, because it's all coming back to, you know, self-love and accepting ourselves and approving of ourselves, but then remembering that those stories that we picked up on, you know, they're just stories, and we've attached to them so strongly that they're starting to manifest in our lives. But as you become aware of them, like, awareness is about 90% of transformation. And when you can become aware that that's what you're doing, that that's a pattern that's happening, when you're aware of that, it doesn't happen, because you can stop and say to yourself, okay, you know, I'm starting to self-sabotage. I understand where that's come from. You know, I don't need to take those stories on board. And you just need to really start, you know, inputting that positive programming into your mind again, that I am worthy of this. I am deserving, you know, using those positive affirmations. I mean, affirmations get thrown around all the time and they seem like kind of like, oh, that sounds silly or whatever it is. But what we're doing is we're breaking the patterns. We're breaking, you know, the patterns that are hardwired into our brains, and we all are going to have those patterns of unworthiness or feeling like we don't deserve something, because that's just the way that, unfortunately, society conditions us to, you know, feel and believe about ourselves. But as you break those patterns more and more by picking up on that, you know, on that cycle, and that is what's happening, as you, you know, bring your awareness to that and you break those patterns, they start to dissipate. This is the layers of personal development. You know, it goes up and up and up, but what you're doing each time you do that is that you're actually breaking a cycle that's not going to keep repeating itself. And this is why I talk about, you know, personal development is a journey. It's not like you just reach this place and all of a sudden, you know, everything you manifest is, you know, easy and it just comes to you. It's always, you're always going to doubt yourself. You're always going to feel like, but what if I lose it? But what if they, that's natural. But as you start to build that confidence within yourself, not only are you breaking old patterns, but subconsciously we have this thing called self-image. And basically we're always going to manifest who we believe ourselves to be. And as you find evidence of what you're able to do more and more, you're going to, that self-image is going to subconsciously change. Mm-hmm. So as you can see that you can break these patterns and that they are just patterns, and you'll just catch them as they're there. So say you've manifested something in your life and those patterns start, you know, be aware that that probably is going to happen and break the pattern, you know, start inputting the positive programming. And already just by doing that, subconsciously that self-image is changing. It's almost like a thermostat that you're, you know, turning up and up. And it's like, say someone's earning, you know, $50,000 a year, that's where their self-image is. You know, that's what they believe that they are capable of. And that's probably what they will continue to keep manifesting. And then say that grows and grows and it never goes down again. Mm. Have you ever noticed that, like, it might stay in a similar place, but it never goes down again?
It's so because common. It's like, I think I'll interrupt you.
Yeah, go for it.
The reason I interrupt you is because I have memory of a goldfish and I'll forget this. But I heard someone say this the other day. It's so common that you see those that get super, super rich, like super, super wealthy. If they have something that goes wrong and they end up going bankrupt, or they end up losing all their money, or something goes wrong, 9 times out of 10, they'll get back to where they were. It's just because Donald Trump have that self-belief. They know that they can do it there. They believe that they're worthy of getting there, and they understand that they're capable of it. They've done it before. And I think that's another thing as well, that I just find that if you start to think about that, think about the fact that everybody that is where you want to be was once in a position that you're in now. Like, everyone has to start the same. So if someone else can do it, there's absolutely zero reason why you can't do it as well. The only difference is, like I said, is they have the belief that they can do it, and now they've proven to themselves that they can, and then they'll be thinking of the next thing.
Yeah, and you almost need to continuously keep seeking people in your life that who have done what you want to do. Because what you're doing when you're doing that is you're actually subconsciously communicating to yourself that that is possible.
Yeah.
So when you're, that's why they say that when, you know, you're hanging around the five people and they are the average of what you become, that is because subconsciously you're going to level yourself out to be in that similar kind of, you know, area that they are, because, you know, we feel like we need to be connected to people. And often when, you know, we're connected to people, we need to be like them. And that's why it's really important to make sure the people that you are hanging around are some people that you want to be like. But for a lot of us, it's hard to, you know, find, maybe we don't have someone in our life who we want to become like. And that's when I say seek mentors, that you don't have to know them personally, but you need to find the people in, you know, life who have done what you want to do. And subconsciously, you're basically communicating to yourself that this is possible. And over time, that thermostat is just going to keep going up. But it's not always going to go from here to here. But even if you look back in your own life, I'm sure you could find, you know, times in your life where you are not like where you are today at all. And you probably don't even recognize that growth, but it's that self-image and that thermostat has been going up and up. It's slow, you know, for some of us it is slow, but we're so focused sometimes on what, you know, we don't have or how far we have to go that we don't actually recognize that this whole time we've completely changed our whole, you know, self-image. And I call it a subconscious blueprint, what you're referring to with the people who, you know, are really wealthy and lose their wealth and then get it back again. It's a subconscious blueprint. They believe that they are wealthy people, that they are successful people. And you've got to build, if you want to be a successful person, it comes down to that belief. And that belief is something that you have to keep programming into yourself every single day. And then finding evidence of that. You have to look for that manifesting and find the little bits of evidence of, oh yeah, that was, I did have success with that. And that was a success, because those little bits of evidence that you start to find are going to build that trust in yourself and that self-image.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Yeah. What did you call it? The what blueprint? The
subconscious blueprint.
Subconscious blueprint. I like that. It's a good one. Just before we wrap things up, I wanted to kind of ask you whether, you know, obviously outside world has changed a lot inside, like what has anything or how much has changed for you in terms of what your daily routine is and how you're going about the structure of your day, or whether it is the daily habits or the toolkit that you're using to try and keep things the same. It's funny. I spoke to someone the other day and I was personally kind of saying that, you know, with work, obviously I'm not in the gym at the moment, but in terms of the amount of clients I'm seeing, it's almost the same as what it was like before. Yeah. I mean, online, I'm still putting in a lot of time. PT wise, I'm still doing a lot of hours, which I'm very lucky to be doing. But even though that is the same, and outside of that, I wouldn't be doing much else than what I'm doing at the moment anyway, but because I can't do certain things, or because I can't go out for dinner, or because I can't socialize with all my friends on the weekends, even though one part of my life is very normal, it makes the whole thing feel completely different. It makes it feel like everything has dropped right off, even though there's only really one or two aspects of my life that have changed at all. So I don't even really know what type of question I'm asking with that one, but yeah, has much changed with you?
Well, it's a good thing that you bring this up, because it's like what I was saying at the start. It's good to know that the people that, you know, a lot of people listen to your podcast for inspiration to, you know, look at what you're doing and, you know, feel inspired to follow along. And sometimes, and it's the same for me, I have, you know, a podcast that does the same thing. And it's good for people to know that even people like me, whose job it is to inspire people and to feel good, that dips, you know. And I've had, you know, multiple experiences throughout this time of realizing that some of the things that I'm doing is not in alignment with, you know, being my best and truest self and feeling my best, and having to course correct. And it really is about that self-awareness, because like, for example, there was times where I was just going to bed way too late. And for me, that really affects me the next day. And it took me a couple of weeks to realize, hey, you're going to bed too late and you didn't used to do that and you need to stop. Because I think what can happen is we almost get into this sort of feeling like, oh, everything's too hard. I'm just going to pretend that, you know, I'm on a holiday or that nothing matters. But in actual fact, you know, like you said, nothing really that much has changed, which I'm not saying that it hasn't for everyone, because it definitely has. But who we are being still needs to be as much as we can possibly sort of manage. We don't have to, you know, put immense amounts of pressure on ourselves, because there's already so much pressure on ourselves, you know, on us from the external environment. We need to make sure that we're still, you know, in alignment with who we want to be. And I think the best thing that we can do, I don't really know if this sort of adds up to the question you asked in particular, but something that's really important that I think for people to remember is there's two forms of presence in your life. And one is a toxic form and one is a really helpful form. So you'd hear a lot of, you know, personal development speakers, teachers, and all these people talking about being present in your life. That's really important, except there is a way that that becomes toxic. And it's when you are just focusing on what's going to make you feel better in that moment. So this is what happens when people, you know, reach for the junk food, or they go to bed really late because they're numbing themselves out and they're not thinking down the track. They're not thinking, hey, this is going to be over soon. Yeah. And I want to be feeling good coming out of this place. And I think if you can decide, you know, set an intention of who you're going to be on the other side of this and, you know, what this period of your life is going to mean to you and how it's going to progress you forward. You know, if whatever that intention looks like, if that's just that I won the battle with COVID, whatever you want to say, that's an intention and that's what you stick to.
Yeah.
But then you need to, you know, do the course correcting in your life and thinking, okay, so if I'm not feeling like I'm winning yet, you know, where do I need to make the changes? And, you know, we don't have to change everything overnight because it's too much. But often when you change one or two things, it has that domino effect and it creates the positive momentum in your life. And that's all we need to be focused on. And I think if you can choose one habit that's going to make you feel good and it's going to help you manage your own energy, and then one habit or goal that is going to move you towards, you know, the place that you want to be, you know, whether it's after this or in the future, that's what you need to double down on. And if you can just, you know, focus on one thing that's going to, you know, make you feel good, and then one thing that's going to help you progress, and you just focus on that progression, because I think we have two choices. We can focus on the struggle and the suffering of everything, or we can focus on the little progress, you know, the progression that we're having and the little progress here and there that we can have in our lives. And we can all do that.
Yeah.
But it takes disconnecting, and this is the hard bit. And when I use this word, I don't use it in a harsh kind of way. I just, it's a harsh word, but you understand what happens in this scenario is that more often than not, we can become very comfortable with being the victim in things.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to complain about everything and to, you know, be negative about the whole thing and to bump into someone in the street and just talk about how bad this all is. But if you can understand that you're only going to get more, like that's only affecting you negatively, you know, thinking negatively or putting out that negativity by complaining all the time, that only affects you. It's not, it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. At the end of the day, that's what's going to affect the way that you feel and the, you know, the way that your life unfolds.
Yeah.
So we almost need to disconnect from those things that are so easy of complaining about everything and watching the news and, you know, thinking that everything's a disaster. Like we have control over our lives, and we need to realize that, you know, our reality is something that we create, but we're creating it on a minute to minute basis based off of what we are doing, you know, how we are speaking, what we are focused on, and all of those little things, they really do add up. And I'm saying this because, you know, I have had moments where I'm like, hang on, I'm just in a complete victim mentality here. Like I am just, you know, complaining about the homeschooling, complaining about the kids being, you know, all locked up in the house. But in actual fact, there has been so many positives from this for me, and there is for everyone. But you have to really realize that, you know, staying in that victim mentality isn't going to help anyone, even though it is the normal thing to do. Like, if you start to pay attention to the people that talk to you in your life, you'll realize, oh, okay, they're sort of caught up in that, you know, headspace. And that's because that's pretty normal, and that's just how we connect with each other. It's it's a sad thing, but often we connect through complaining and the shame about that is that it's not getting us to where we want to be. It's keeping us in that negative sort of lower vibrational energy. And I'm saying this, like I said, because I have had moments where I've really had to realize, hey, you're really in the victim mentality here, and none of this is actually the whole story. You know, it's 5% of everything, but we can get really focused on the negatives, especially when, you know, we've got social media in our face and people complaining and people, you know, not everyone's complaining, but it can be very easy to get caught up in the narratives of other people because we feel like, hey, you know, we can relate to that. And although it is nice to connect with people, we want to be connecting with people in a positive way and lifting each other up and being each other's role models and inspiring each other and not complaining about things, but saying, hey, you know, I get it, it's hard, but you know, what can we take that's good in this, which is exactly what you're doing, which is amazing. And just remembering that it is a choice. What we are focused on and what we are pouring our energy into is a choice, but we're going to have to course correct. And, you know, doing the little things each day, doing the little habits, the practices, those are the things that really help us, you know, control and manage our own energy. And they genuinely help us to feel good. And when you feel good, others around you are going to feel good. And that's a really good thing to be putting out into the world right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to wrap things up, I think that's absolutely perfect. And the way I see it is that, as you said, it's not normal to be the one that is positive and not agreeing with everybody else and just constantly talking about the bullshit. But if you think about any instance where, you know, like current climate at the moment, where you've gone and spoken to someone and they haven't mentioned one thing about it, they've been really positive, they've asked how you are, and you've left that conversation, you felt better, you felt good. The thing to understand is that you can be that person, and it is such a fucking easy thing to do because no one else is doing it. Yeah. I mean, it's not hard for you to stick out and be that kind of positivity in someone else's day, because most of their day is full of negativity. So it takes a very, very simple decision to focus on whatever's good and make sure that you, when you're talking to other people, that you're making them feel better than what they felt before they spoke to you. And I think that can go a very long way.
Yeah. And it's, you have to choose that every day, because it's, like I said before, the default setting of our brain is going to go towards the negative. That's just the way we're programmed. That means that every single day you have to wake up and choose how you're going to feel. Choose what energy you're bringing to your life. Choose the way you're going to speak to other people. Choose what habits you're going to do and what you're not going to do. It takes being intentional, and it takes that conscious awareness every single day that you have to actually create feeling good. Like, I think a lot of people don't understand that sometimes being happy and feeling good takes work, but that's totally normal. In fact, I think that's for all of us. Like, we're not just programmed to be happy. We're really not. We're programmed for survival. We're not programmed to thrive in life. And we have to choose that. We have to train ourselves to be that way and keep doing it every single day until that becomes just naturally who we are.
Yeah, I think I talked about him last time. Brendan Burchard, he speaks about, you know, power plants don't have energy to begin with. They generate their own energy.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same as us. Like you said, it's a choice. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be positive. And hopefully after listening to today's episode, you will. So, India, thank you for joining me again. It's been a pleasure to chat, and hope you're doing well. And thanks heaps for our chat today. I reckon a lot of people will get a lot of value out of it.
Yeah.
Guys, if you have taken some value from today's show, which I know you will have, please do take a screenshot of this episode on your phone and post it on your Instagram story for me within the next minute or so. Tag myself and tag India. We'd love to get some feedback on today's show. India, thanks again. I appreciate it a lot, and look forward to chatting to you again very soon.
Yeah.